together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Should we see if we can get this in one sentence? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, 18th of April, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Oh, a success.
Wow.
A mouthful.
It's beautiful here in the state of Minnesota today. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, please do. Is it not?
Yeah, I know. I was really outside nice. This morning. I haven't been out since then.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful out here right now. Nice. A little spray, I see. But it's absolutely beautiful in the state of Minnesota. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or follow me on Twitter there, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-8077. I'm sorry, 877-807-9977.
Oh, I'll say
it one more time, sorry. 1-877-807-9977. Sorry about that. And, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of having your brains in someone else's head or heads, folks, this is beautiful. For all the stuff that people have written about this ministry, it's just, it's astounding, folks. It's incredible.
I think we'd have a lot of friends.
It's the most humorous thing in the world, folks. You want to see how the media doesn't tell the truth, just do a Google search on Bradley Dean. But the beautiful thing about all of it, it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Like a postage stamp.
Folks, we got two attorneys involved in my ministry because we're growing in a big way. And in saying that, I've had it with the media. I've had it with people that think that they're going to lie and do whatever they want to do. And, well, you know what? We're holding them accountable.
Sure.
I don't care if there's 10,000 of them. They're going to get 10,000 letters. I ain't playing. As a matter of fact, just to show you that I don't play and the other guy doesn't play, folks, We quit the elementary school. You want to know why? Because they had recess. We don't play.
No playing.
You got to come up with something different. You're really getting stale, Sissy. All right? But the bottom line here is, folks, what we have coming in here now is we have retractions coming back from these supposed major outlets that have written stuff on us, and some are posting our letters to them, so on and so forth, because, well, we don't play. It's time to say, hizzity-hizzity-hey-hey, we ain't plizzity-plizzity-playing. How would you think of that?
I liked it.
Oh, you get all flavors here.
Put that
dude.
In your paper.
It's like Dairy Queen. You go there. It's not one just right. general flavor. You get a whole bunch of flavors on the Sons of Liberty. But we got a retraction. Jake, do you want to just – this was, by the way, folks, this particular paper had this on the front page of the paper. I'll let you read it. And it's interesting. I did a prayer at the capital of the state of Minnesota last year. And some of the libs, they couldn't find anything to complain about. If it wasn't the supposed conservative Republican wannabe Tea Partiers that are double-minded in all their ways, they had to find something. If it wasn't my clothes, it's something they created out of thin air. Fabrication is called. You know, they're creative, though. They are.
Yeah,
there's just no truth
be, you know?
Involved in their creativity. Yeah. And in this particular situation, they actually put on the front page of the paper, when they, in concert, illegally attacked my ministry for everything and anything I didn't say, folks. Oh, it's really true. You want to talk about the rats scurrying? Ooh. I mean, they were scurrying so fast. I mean,
claws.
Their noses were in each other's backsides.
Woo!
That's how bad it was. But, folks, I can see if I get in trouble for doing the wrong thing. But they act like when I do the right thing, I did something wrong. And if they can't say that I did something wrong, well, then they just create it and they...
Create something wrong?
Yeah, words out of thin air. Go ahead and read that, Jake, please.
The headline story on page 1A of the Saturday Times incorrectly said that the minister who made a speech on the House floor Friday said President Obama is a Muslim.
Ooh.
The minister suggested Obama is not a Christian.
Never did either one of those.
But he did not maybe I should work for this
newspaper.
Do you
want to turn on his microphone?
Now,
that's why we call him the other guy, because when I say the other guy, you don't know who the other guy is that I have in here.
I just make the main guy look good.
Yes.
but he did not specify Obama's religion.
Yeah, but that's not my job to do that. That's Obama's to practice his religion so everybody knows who he is. Mm-hmm. Just like an orange tree, as we were talking a couple weeks ago about sowing and reaping. Well, if I plant an orange seed into the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce?
Oranges.
Okay. So even to say that I was suggesting that he wasn't a Christian, I don't have to do that. To say that he was a Muslim, I never said that neither. Oh, and by the way, the homosexuals got involved in this one, and they said that I was Islamophobe, folks.
Yeah.
Wow. Islamophobe. What other kind of... Is there, like, law-a-phobe? Because if there is, the homosexuals fall into that category.
Law-phobe, Christian-a-phobe. Yeah.
What are they victims of? The law.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyways, this is beautiful, folks, because we're starting to get these retractions back now, and we're going to begin to post them just to show you how crooked this stick really is. And a side note, yesterday we were talking about a program that we're going to be sharing with a collegiate... or a college this coming up this next week here. And we talked about Hollywood. We talked about Republic versus Democracy. And now we're going to talk about the media. And, folks, this is one of my favorite topics, and it's going to blow you away. But here it is again. More retractions coming, though. I know it. Jake, we're on it.
Bring them.
We are
Bring
on
them.
It. A Muslim?
A Muslim.
I didn't say that. He did.
He's not a Christian.
He said it.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
One more thing here. Isn't it interesting, because we're going to be talking about the topic of the media today. This is a program I'm going to be sharing with the college next week. Hopefully there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I understand the media is going to be there. And why wouldn't they be?
I can't wait.
I can't wait neither. But here's what's important. We were just talking about how we're getting retractions back, folks. From the Lion Media, we hired a high-powered attorney, and we're going after these people because we're not playing with them. Don't give me this free speech and breaking the law baloney, folks. But the producer here, we call her Kathy, who's behind the glass right now. She's absolutely beautiful. Oh, her husband's so
dazzling.
Lucky. Her husband is so lucky. That's Ruth Chris's. I know it is. I think I just kicked the field.
Eat one
on
of those
one.
Calves at Ruth Chris's.
Totally. We had one party that had 39,000 hits on their website, and it was a Democratic party, and they were taking Rachel Maddow's piece on my ministry that was omitted. They didn't bother to ask us any questions. So what we did is we sent them retraction, a demand for retraction. Correct yourselves. So Kerry sent it over to them, and what they did is they pulled down the whole quote because they didn't want to put it into content. Listen to what I said, folks. They didn't want to put the whole quote in there. They only wanted Rachel Maddow's piece, and once they found out it didn't work for their political agenda, by the way, we're going to be doing a piece on this soon enough here, which will go nationwide. We're going to expose these jokers like nobody's business. They don't know how to tell the truth. Okay? Nobody believes the official spokesman, but everybody trusts the unidentified source. And why is it that when the media is busted for lying, the person they were making accusations against, they're already considered guilty as charged before the American people anyways? Why? Because the American people are too stupid to figure out the media doesn't know how to tell the truth. And yet they say they don't believe the media until someone's talked about, and then they fall into line with what the media reported. Well, I heard about you. Where'd you hear that from? I heard about you. Where'd you hear that from? Well, I heard. That's right, you heard. But now, folks, what's interesting is the Democratic Party in the state of Minnesota, when we sent them the retraction to put the whole thing, the whole quote, in context, they pulled it all down. Why? Because they knew they couldn't just take a little bit and piece and put it together the way they made it out to be. Once you have that, once they had to tell the truth, folks, guess what? They pulled it all down. 39,000 hits later, folks. They threw the seed out there, didn't they? Are they accountable for the lie? Oh, yeah. Folks, it's coming. It's coming. And I ain't threatening you. I just mean what I say. And if everybody would do this, every American citizen in this country would do it, it would stop today, not tomorrow. Let's get on the topic of the media. Oh, and by the way, we have many more retractions coming up. And what we're going to do is, again, I'm going to be doing a piece on them soon enough. So be looking for that. Just, we'll see, you know, stay tuned and we'll keep you up to par with as to what's going on here. Folks, did you notice the other day? I've been noticing this. I've been noticing that our friend Alex Jones, which I do like Alex Jones. But I noticed over the last week and a half, there's been like three things posted, and I'm trying to figure out where he got those topics from. Because when I went there and just checked out, because I do like five news sources that I go to see what's going on, and I balance them out. And one was talking about how we're supposed to not be deceived by fake conservatives. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, we appreciate Alex and his crew listening up. We really do. I do. I really honestly mean that because he's helped us out before. It's very flattering. And, you know, in Rush does it all the time, too. And I don't know why he has to do that. I mean, he's supposed to be the big dog.
Yeah.
I mean, his brother calls us and asks us if he can be on a radio show. And, you know.
By the way, did you get back to him, Gary?
We're not kidding, folks.
Let's at least get back to him.
So, anyways, let's get to the media here. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said our Constitution was made for a religious Christian and a moral people. Moral means conform to the rules of right. How do you tell the difference between right and wrong? Because of God's Mosaic Institution. It's common sense. Anybody will tell you where they learned right and wrong from if they really speak the truth in their heart. He said our Constitution was made for a religious and a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And by the way, it's wholly inadequate even to the government of them that call themselves libertines or libertarians. Charles Carroll, signer of Declaration of Independence, said, without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. Therefore, they who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free government. Huh. You have to demoralize people, okay? Talking about the media. Now, how many of you out there believe what the media reports? By the way, the number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and here's what they found out. 47% of those that write your paper believe adultery is okay. Cheating on dad and mom. Mom, dad. Did you know that in 28 states, adultery is still in the books, yet the laws have not been enforced since 1944? And by the way, all 50 states of our union, it's still against the law. 76% of those that write and report through the state-run media see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Crimes against nature, all the way up until 1961, it was illegal in every state. You were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you would go to prison for 20 years. All the way up until 1973, homosexuality was considered a mental illness. That was taken down because of homosexual militant protests. Oh, someone got a little scared. Must have been afraid of all three or four of them at that time that were bold enough to come out of the closet.
Or maybe a little infiltration into the
government system. Yeah. Yeah. 90% of those that report your news are okay with aborted babies being aborted. Yet this is illegal, 1973. And it still is. It's never been legalized. Read Article 5 of the Bill of Rights.
Yep. 14.
And the Declaration of Independence. 86% of those that report your news seldom or never attend church, and rightfully so. But let me say to them that don't go to church, and that's their excuse, is the hypocrites. Keep in mind, Jesus rebuked the hypocrites more than anybody did. Now what's your excuse? You have a Bible, too. Every hotel room that we've been to, except one, in the hundreds, perhaps thousands of hotel rooms that we've been into, they've all been Bibles. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I've read almost every one of them. From each one of them, I should say. Richard Salen, former president of CBS News, said, "Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have." How do you like that, folks?
What does he decide?
Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor, said, "News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center." Oh, you think? Herman Dismore, editor of New York Times, said, "The New York Times is deliberately on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view." Huh. Why? Because if they told you the truth, they wouldn't sell you any papers. Richard Cohen, senior producer, CBS Political News, said, quote, unquote, this is my favorite one, "We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects we choose to deal with." Here, let me say that again. Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, said this. "We're not going to give you the facts. We're not going to give you the truth to the story. We have to create it, and we have to impose our agenda to throw on you to overthrow the Constitution of the United States so we can have a utopia socialist world called a one world order." Listen to what he said. "We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects we choose to deal with." Interesting. Fox News, "We report, you decide." No, folks, it should rightly be said, we decide on what we report, not what the facts are. It's sickening. If it bleeds, it leads. 10 people today were killed. 15 people were shot down in an airplane. 6 people are coming back dead. Oh, by the way, they just happen to be your sons from the military. 14 kids today beat each other up in a public school. 1 stabbed to death. Oh, did you hear about the cocaine trafficking? Oh, and the homosexual agenda and the abortion agenda are just, man, they're just, you know, that's all they have to shoot for is the stars because they're...
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
"When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, right before the break, I was talking about how the media will report, you know, 14 kids in a rumble in a public school, one stabbed to death. If it bleeds, it leads. Six-car pile up out on Highway 35 north. 16 people ran over. One of them lost both arms.
There's blood everywhere.
Everywhere. Another scandal in the government today. The GSA recently was just uncovered. We're spending over $800,000. You know, it's like that, and then all of a sudden, President Obama speaks to Planned Parenthood and tells them that they are doing such a wonderful job.
And Willard Romney wants to get the economy back on.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Did you guys hear of that ministry called You Can Run International? They had the audacity.
That's right.
Of going into a public school and teaching the kids the difference between right and wrong. That anti-gay ministry.
Oh, and by the way, the homosexual communities are flourishing.
Isn't that how the media operates?
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
Yes.
Hey, as a matter of fact, I was just
biased
telling
event?
You.
I don't know.
Yeah, we were just talking about the stats and what they said, and we're going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects we choose to deal with. They put light for darkness and darkness for right. Light, I'm sorry, and they put right for wrong and wrong for right. You know, here we have Britney Spears and Madonna. This is right when they started to push the homosexual agenda, kissing on MTV. But the media just happened to overlook the 7,677 Americans that were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Don't paint the picture of the price paid for our freedoms, media, whatever you do. Just go on vacation, forget about the bodies being loaded up on the plane to take their dead sons and husbands home.
to their family. Don't worry about that. Don't just keep letting them do what they're doing. You know, it's not real anyways. Doesn't that give you all the more of a reason to not deal, to tolerate what's not real?
That's exactly what it does. That's what redemptive processes are supposed to do. Supposed to make it so that you don't tolerate and you stand up for it because of your love for it.
That's the point, right?
Yep.
Irish Examiner, Jamaica Observer, Slate, The Scotsman, Sioux City Journal, Rocky Mountain News, USA Today, Japan Today, all put Madonna and Britney Spears on the front page of the paper.
Huh.
And then they started to promulgate an illegal agenda. Pushing an illegal agenda, May 1st, 2004, in Washington, D.C., 20,000 people protested gay marriage, which is illegal, homosexual marriage. Never in the history of mankind. There were 300 homosexuals holding up signs stating, "Go home, bigots." I'm so tired of bigots.
Bigot.
The media, ABC, CBS, and the Associated Press, twisted the truth and told the public that the 300 homosexuals that are flourishing, holding up the sign stating, "Go home, bigots," were the majority and made the 20,000 protesters out to be the minority. Did they tell you the truth, folks? No. They lied to you. Well, they were pushing their agenda. I'm sorry, as they were imposing their agenda. They ignored the 20,000 protesters out to be the minority, for the most part, totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against homosexual marriage. Talking about the media. That's a great point. If the homosexual agenda was flourishing the way the media wants you to think they are, then why are they talking about anti-bullying issues?
Are they getting bullied a lot?
Why are they getting bullied, folks? By the way, I haven't seen that. I've seen it just the exact opposite.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
We know who the bullies are.
If everybody was for it, why are they trying to create laws to stifle your First Amendment?
Yeah.
Just ask yourself that question.
Let it be.
And it just, right? I mean, it just leave those people alone. There's something wrong with them. That's what everybody says. Well, wait a second. They have enough understanding to know that they have to create laws to shut up anybody that speaks out against them. Yet they're them people over there that they know something's wrong with them, and you just leave them alone. Well, they're creating laws to throw on you to shut you up. Wow.
Smart enough to do
you,
that.
You homosexual sympathizers out there, you might want to do a little homework on that. Because I'll tell you what, the minute you stand up for something, folks, you find out who your real enemies are real quick. And here's the other thing. I'm not the one asking to change the laws, am I? No.
Nope.
No.
You're agreeing with the law and getting on the law side.
And if everybody's for abortion, that topic as well, then why is the president by force, through a totalitarian measure, trying to force you with your money to pay for their abortions? Wow. Speaking of abortion, the media ignores the wishes of the majority. John F. Kennedy said back in 61, I believe, of abortion, he said that's barbaric. Folks, did you know that it's illegal to tamper with an eagle egg? $5,000 fine or 1 year imprisonment or both? But over 4,000 babies a day are aborted in this country. I mean, hey, everybody's doing it, the media's trying to portray. It's illegal to kill whales in this country, but over 4,000 babies a day are being aborted in this country. Well, let's just take care of those beautiful mammals.
That's right.
But just go ahead and slaughter 4,000 babies a day in your country. You know, Jacques Cousteau, that whack. Remember the water whack? The nature whack?
Juck.
Yeah. He said you protect what you love.
Sure do.
Yeah. He said you protect what you love. Who is he protecting? The animals. He said, quote, unquote, in order to stabilize world population, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day.
Wow.
Boy, I bet you didn't know that of old Jackie Cousteau, did you?
Yeah.
That good guy.
He loves his cause so much. Yeah. He'll give his life for
it. But he's on mainstream TV. He used to be when we were little kids. Always thought he was a little flaky, a little weird, a little social. You know, one thing I've noticed about socialists, their breath. Oh, my gosh.
Breath?
What do you suck on?
Maybe organic toothpaste, maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't even think. I won't even give them that much credit. Mm-hmm. No, it's like they go out in the middle of the field somewhere and pick up a...
Yeah.
You know.
Recycled food?
Yeah.
They pick up recycled food.
Yeah, right behind the cow. Yeah. Really, it's
thanks
just,
Mr. Cow.
Yes. Oh, but you know what? Protect the cows.
Yes.
You know, they do that in India, too, by the way. This is a fast fact. They do that in India as well. They protect the cows. And it's interesting, folks. The government's got those people believing that it's their uncles and their aunts and, you know, their reincarnated family members. So you can't kill the cow to eat the meat.
Yeah.
Don't
eat the cow. Eat the cow's droppings. They've got it figured out.
That's true. I'm not even kidding you about that. That's a fact. They are starving in India, and they have cows everywhere.
Yep.
And they're told that it's their family members reincarnated. I'm not even kidding you. Talking about abortion.
They better separate their religion.
Got a picture from PETA with a shark and a leg bit off in the shark's mouth. And it says on their billboard, folks, this is how sick these people are in their heads. They're reprobate. God does not have his hand on these people. He said, this billboard says, payback is hell. A man just lost his leg, and they have a billboard protecting the shark with a bit off leg in its mouth. They said, their spokesperson did, Wickersham's is the guy that got his leg bit off.
Yeah.
They said, we're glad that he's going to be okay. PETA spokeswoman Ashley Byrne told QMI agency Saturday, but we hope that after experiencing such pain and fear, he will consider the fact that the fish feel pain and the same pain and fear when they're hunted. We hope that he'll find a nonviolent hobby and that other fishermen will do the same. Well, I'm just kind of curious, those over at PETA, you mindless whacks, what about the babies and the thousands that are aborted every day? What about them? People, don't you come from that same lineage?
That's what you love, right?
Wow. I mean, that's pretty bizarre. In Minnesota, it's illegal to pick flowers in state parks. And if you're caught, you're guilty of a misdemeanor. But again, folks, don't worry about it. 4,000 babies a day are aborted. When we went into Arkansas, there was a sign with Richard Pryor on it. And it said this. It said, join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. This is another PETA invention. Wow. Protect the chickens, but kill the babies. Over 4,000 babies a day are aborted in this country. Got a picture in front of me. Samuel Alexander Armaeus, a 20-week-old baby. That's less than 5 months, still in the womb, where he grabs the doctor's finger during surgery. Folks, it was also said that the person that took this picture was threatened because it exposed the baby's hand, exemplifying that there was a living human being inside the womb. He got more kickback from that one picture that promoted life. Just think about that, that promoted life.
That's right.
You can't promote life according to the media. It's only got to be death because, again, it bleeds, it leads. Mommy and Daddy said yes to little Samuel Armaeus and got a picture in front of me right now with him and his family. You know, I praise God my mama didn't abort me, too. You know, I'm glad we had laws intact that protected life. And, by the way, we still do, but the American people have let them fall.
Mm-hmm. They won't
They're not magnifying them anymore because this president couldn't get away with this any longer than you've allowed, than you've tolerated his criminal activity. In criminal activity, it is. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. God said, not Obama, not Bush, not Clinton, not Daddy Bush, not Ford, not Carter. No. God said, and I'll tell you what, every one of them presidents is going to stand before the judge on that final day and answer for the millions of babies that have been aborted on their watch. Yeah. But how many of them said, by the way, America,
that's right,
said that they weren't for abortion, but did they stop it? No, they didn't. My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the topic of the media and what they promote. In 2009, Heather just showed me, folks, that to the equivalent in numbers of babies that have been aborted in our country. I hope you're sitting down when you hear this. It's terrible. It's shameful. The amount of babies aborted since 2009 in our country, 1973 to 2009, is to the equivalent of 18 state populations. Just think about that, folks. Just think about that. That's pretty severe.
32 left?
What's that?
32 states left.
So what will the retribution be then? How many states are going to be taken out in judgment? God is exacting. Let's go back to the Civil War. Folks, it's all there. Verbatim. Let's take this quick phone call from Julie in Iowa. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. I had a comment, and this is what it is. It's interesting that the media chooses to hit on the issues that they only want to talk about and then abusing the freedom of the, you know, press to spread their lies. Last time I checked, the freedom
That's
of the
right.
press is to... for those who speak for the truth, you know?
You know what's interesting about that, too, is they promote what they want to promote through their lies and their lawlessness, but when we promote liberty within, you know, freedom of speech is, you know, freedom of press, they like to talk about that all the time. But when you promote that in which who we are as an American people, a constitutional republic, then they treat you, they ostracize you. They act like you're doing something wrong. Or they try to incriminate you through their reporting as doing something illegal when you're standing for life. and for that which is lawful.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's out of this world that they would actually do something like that, because we're creating a new world and a new thought process, and that's the media does.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing.
And if you have
to tell the truth in the time of what? Revolution is what? I'm sorry. To tell the truth in the time of deception is a revolutionary act. That's exactly right. But you know what? I ain't moving.
Yeah, and it's not revolutionary to tell the truth. Not in this country. Not
according to people. No, it's obedience
to
Christ.
That's right. And if you look at the retribution of not telling the truth, you answer to God. You just mentioned all those presidents before that swore an oath. Well, I was going to get to that. They actually had abortion on their watch, and how many babies died? They swore an oath before they got into office, so help me God. They swore their oath to God, and like Grover Cleveland said, they will give a strict account of their stewardship of their time in office to the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't worth the political waters to try to mess with that issue.
Oh, and I hate to tell you this, folks. Reagan was a part of that lot too, folks.
Answer to God.
Sorry about that.
Some people push only so far, and then they stop. And that shows, just like we talked about with Santorum, and I'll digress off this topic, but just like we talked about then, at the time when it was needed the most is when they backed off. It shows them to be the worst of men. Yeah. Because at least those men that didn't even engage into it can't be called a coward for turning at that time. It's up to us to count the cost before we get involved. And that shows another thing. Your commitment to Christ isn't, well, I love Jesus, or I'm a Christian, or I took this oath, or I believe this creed. It goes far deeper than that. When you pledge your life to Christ, and you pledge your life on an oath, like our presidents did, you have one option, and that's it. So many people think the covenants and contracts that they make are just, well, I can make it, and then I can turn out and break it if I want to. You're going back to the media, the covenant, the oath that they take in this country is the freedom of the press. The First Amendment grants a freedom to the press to do what they do. But they don't have freedom to break the law. There's no freedom that's given that can break a law. Why? Because freedom is only found inside the law. That determines what your freedoms are, determines the right. So if the law protects a right, now what criminals try to do is create a new right so they can create a new law to work against the law that is created right now. And that's what you see the press doing. When they attack somebody for speaking about freedoms, and for instance, religion or religious values and morality, and they start to attack you like you're old, you know, you're a racist, all of your laws are archaic. No, that's not the case. What you have there is people promoting the law. They've got to promote a new right in order to create a new law, and that's where it all starts, is through the media and through the sympathies of the people that they try to play on.
That's exactly it, emotional. Isn't it interesting, the lawless win? And the lawful lose. So the question I propose to the people is, who's winning?
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing their job? And why are the lawful, the conservative, why do they keep giving up ground?
Yeah.
And yet they're the ones laughing at the lawless.
That's right.
And yet they're winning over the lawful.
Yeah, who should be laughing?
Yeah, totally.
Well, we got our guys in seats. We took over the House. You didn't take over anything. You just proved even more of your hypocrisy by not taking ground. You took over the House. You didn't take any ground.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of taking over the House? You don't take over the ground.
And what are they doing today? Mitch McConnelly. I cannot stand that human being.
What's Uncle Mitch say?
And you got him and old Boehner, Mr. Spineless himself.
He's
both
a golfer.
Everybody's all the establishment folks is getting behind Romney.
Yeah.
Oh, that just warms the cackles of my heart. America's been duped again.
There's a picture that we just posted on Facebook that actually.
Did you see the stats the media are putting out too?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Obama's up by 3 points.
Oh,
folks, this has been going on this whole campaign.
That's it, frankly.
Start to finish, folks. What'd they do? Romney starts attacking Obama. By the way, that was the smartest. That was the most tactful thing he could have done. He did it. Start attacking Obama, get yourself into that fight. But he had a problem doing that. And I think he still has a problem. People aren't behind this man.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I was going to say.
But everybody's, all the establishment have already accepted Romney as the one that's going to go up against Obama. I'm trying to figure out why Obama would be ahead if the devil himself was the Republican, right? The candidate for the presidential conservative. On our side of the fence, per se, the right side of the fence, it could be the devil himself, and Obama's still winning. No, the devil himself is already in the White House, pretty close, right? And he's winning over Romney, and yet the establishment's accepting Romney like he's the end.
He's going to get it, right?
No, they're already saying he got it. Wow.
We've got a picture that we just posted on Sons of Liberty Facebook.
Folks, they're like it. Romney and Obama are like Dumb and Dumber. I just thought about that.
There's this picture on the Sons of Liberty fan page. Go there and like it, folks. We post all of our stuff that we're covering.
What does that say? I can see it.
The media post that you just talked about, the Alex Jones piece that you had where he had us on our show. This is a picture. It says, Obama, it's me. It's got a picture of Mitt Romney with a cell phone up to his ear. And then he quotes him, quote, yeah, they still think there's a difference between us, unquote. Yeah. A big smile on his face.
Well, don't say I didn't tell you a long time ago, folks. Because I did. I'm in the boat, too, but I'm still fighting. I got my dukes up. Let's get back to the topic of media. 17-year-old student at Tartan High School stabbed the baby girl repeatedly after giving birth in the laundry room, charges say. She was sentenced to life. Nicole was told by the authorities that's all she had to do is take it to the hospital where the doctors would have done the exact same thing, except they would have been paid to do it.
Yeah.
I wonder where she got an idea that it was okay to abort that baby on the laundry room floor. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. On the extermination of blacks, we don't want the word to get out, said Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of the more rebellious members. Someone might want to talk to Obama about that.
Look at the semantics, rebellious members. In other words, those that promote the truth, those that promote life, now they're rebellious, right?
Another socialist, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's sitting on the Supreme Court, along with Sotomayor, an internationalist, and Alina Kagan, a radical activist, pro-abortion and pro-lesbian. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, frankly, I had thought that at that time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, in particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Well, as long as you're around, Ruth,
yeah.
I mean, as long as we got you. Speaking of abortion, 1% is rape or incest, 6% is potential health problems, mother or child, and 93% of abortions occur for social problems, unwanted or inconvenient. Pregnancies. Well, maybe someone should have told those kids that fornicators shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9.
Now, what would be the solution? Create a solution or bring in the prevention? Oh, but kids just won't listen to that.
Yes, they will. They did a stat on that. By the way, they did a poll on that with young people.
Mm-hmm.
93% of the kids said that they wanted to stay abstinent.
Yep.
The problem is they don't have anybody to lead the way to show them that it can be done.
Yep. I mean, just let's go back to the 50s. What did we get taught? What were kids taught? What was teen pregnancy at? Then you drop the moral standards
right
of God and morality.
Shut up. And then all of a sudden,
here comes the increase. Why? Because you didn't teach them the prevention to the issue.
You know what bugs me about the Sons of Liberty? You always throw responsibility on me. You're not trying to sell anything. But the truth. And you really do care about your country, but, man, it's just convicting.
Mm-hmm.
Get the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's the bomb of free and the strong bomb.